Today marks a musical milestone. 50 years ago, Black Sabbath released their album Paranoid. The band's first self-titled release had come out just months earlier, but it was Paranoid that helped turn the world onto heavy metal. NPR's Bo Hamby has this appreciation.
It starts with a bang. Paranoid came out in Europe on September 18th, 1970. Its title track reached number 4 on the UK charts shortly after. 50 years and many, many albums later, it is still the band's most successful.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Singer Henry Rollins is a self-proclaimed Black Sabbath advocate. He fronted the band Black Flag for a while, and he's now a writer and music presenter for NPR member station KCRW. He says Sabbath's first album was like a sketchpad. On the second album, the musicians find their focus.
They're realizing their strengths, like, oh, we can do this. And there's not a lot of music on the Paranoid album. But that's not a put-down. I'm just saying there's a lot of space. And that's where Paranoid, the album, gets a lot of its power.
The album came together rapidly, the band writing songs and coming up with the riffs while touring their first album in Europe. When the tour ended, and just 4 months after finishing their self-titled debut, the band went back into a studio in England and made Paranoid. They did it in 6 days, playing and recording as if it was a live concert, and in that whirlwind, they created what's become some of the most iconic heavy metal ever.
Those songs really lodge in the memory. You hear them once, and you get it.
The band's original members were vocalist Ozzy Osbourne, guitarist Tony Iommi, bassist Geezer Butler, and drummer Bill Ward. The four grew up in Birmingham, England, and met in the local music scene. Joel McIver is the author of 2 books on Black Sabbath. He says the band wouldn't be the same without Birmingham.
You cannot separate the environment of Black Sabbath from the music that they made.
All four original members were born in the late 1940s to what McIver says was a bleak future. The factory city had been largely destroyed by bombs in World War II, and a lot of families were struggling.
If you were a lad back then in this environment, and your future was 45 years on a factory assembly line, that's literally the truth. That was what so many people faced.
But McIver says it is that first-hand experience with post-war tragedy that drove the musicians' sound and their songwriting. The song War Pigs is a rebuke of politicians and war. Hand of Doom is about the horrors of the Vietnam War and the many soldiers who came home addicted to opium. An Electric Funeral imagines a world destroyed by nuclear bombs.
Flashes in the sky, turns houses into sty, turns people into clay, radiation minds decay.
The lyrics are just so, like, oh, they're so good.
That's Angel Derridorian, a musician who was formerly with Dirty Projectors. She's since gone solo while also occasionally playing the role of Ozzy Osbourne in a Black Sabbath cover band. She says the Paranoid album is timeless in part because of the lyrics.
They're simple yet very universal in what they're telling, and I think that really translates over the years because these are universal truths. They're anti-war, they're anti-establishment. It's about being real with the darkness that surrounds all of us in the world.
Sabbath was not the only band writing anti-war or anti-establishment songs in 1970, but they were unsparing and maybe even prophetic, says Henry Rollins.
It's the first time I ever heard, you know, post-traumatic stress and, you know, nuclear holocaust, radiation. All of this is addressed on the Paranoid album. And you start to see that Sabbath was quite visionary.
Radical songwriting, ear-shattering riffs, unforgettable vocals, an all-time great rhythm section, even a love song set in outer space. Paranoid has it all.
I mean, the album, in its own way, is perfect.
Like Rollins said, once you hear it, you just get it. Bo Hamby, NPR News.